You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Do you read me? Do you read me? This is a quick blast from Transmissions from Atlantis.
Hey there, everybody. My name is JC De La Torre.
And I'm Rita De La Torre.
And this is a special quick blast. Of course, we haven't had one of these in a long time, but we just had to have it because Game of Thrones and Twin Peaks just gave us probably the greatest night of television that I think we've ever had.
Like ever.
I mean, we had mentioned in our last podcast that we were probably going to do our next podcast after Dragon Con. But this ain't gonna wait.
No, this can't wait.
All right, so Twin Peaks.
Spoilers.
Coop is back! Woo!
Finally. David Lynch made us wait so long to have Cooper back, and now we're getting him back for the last three episodes.
And we're like, yay! Jason and I were actually high-fiving ourselves like the latter half of the episode.
Yep, totally. Especially when one of the characters tells Dougie that, Dougie, the FBI is looking for you.
I am the FBI.
And we were like, yes! Yes! Coop is back!
We were like, hallelujah.
Yep, and it was totally Cooper, you know, and he was every bit Cooper that he always was, right?
Yes. Oh my God, it was so mind-blowing.
But so much happened in that particular episode.
Spoilers.
The revelation with Diane being a Topa, you know, and what happened with her.
Spoilers.
Where she actually tried to kill Gordon.
Yeah, and we get the shocking news that, you know, Mr. C had actually raped Diane.
Yep. And speaking of Mr. C, he just served up his son Richard to the death.
Is Richard his son?
Yeah, I mean, he said, my son.
Right, I know.
So, that tells me he's...
So what do you think was on that rock? You think it was like a White Lodge trap for him?
Yes. And here's the weird thing, though. With what happened with Audrey at the end, is Audrey in a coma? You know, from the...
Or is she in the Black Lodge? We don't know.
The Black Lodge, the White Lodge? Is she trapped somewhere in some other weird dimension? And is Mr. C responsible? Because if Richard is Audrey's son, then...
Does that mean Mr. C and Audrey, you know, got busy?
Or maybe it wasn't a consensual thing, because if he raped Diane, who's to say he didn't rape Audrey?
That is true.
And maybe he raped Audrey when Audrey was in a coma, so Audrey don't remember it.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of weird that Audrey seemed to have no care in the world in regards to her son, you know, getting all kinds of trouble when we were having all those weird, you know, flashbacks with Audrey.
Yeah, we couldn't quite understand what was going on there, right?
It was almost like she didn't know she had a son. And how does a woman not know she has a son?
Right? Now, mind you, there were still some, you know, weird, you know, stuff that happened in the episode that, you know, felt unrelated, like the two Hicks in the van, you know, getting all shot up.
Well, it was related because they were there to kill Dougie. You know, Mr. C sent them to kill Dougie, and then that whole weird scenario with the weird guy that, you're blocking my driveway, and then he pulls out an Uzi and lights him up. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, we're like, okay, was this supposed to go somewhere else? Because now these dudes are just dead.
And the FBI is staking out the Dougie's joint as well because they want to talk to Dougie, and they're just letting this dude shoot up the van. And it's like, what is the FBI? They're just, FBI's just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, it's... One of the most interesting parts of this episode was right when Coop woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's communicating with the one-armed man in the Black Lodge.
Yeah, what is it? Ted or Ed or... I can't remember what the dude's name is.
Yeah. And that was weird because he wakes up, he's already got a plan.
Yeah. Yep. And he's already got a plan. He asked for the seed, quote-unquote, I guess to put Mr. C in. And, yeah, I mean, Coop was ready to go.
I know. And he's like, okay, all right, I'm driving. And his wife and Sonny Jim are like, oh my God, he's talking now.
And what the interesting thing was, though, is that he retained all the Dougie memories.
Yeah.
And the feelings that Dougie had for his family.
Yeah, because I actually think he has every intention of, once everything is resolved, he's going to go back to those two.
Yep. Yep, I agree. So it's interesting. It really is an interesting episode. And next week is the season finale, or perhaps series finale if they don't renew it.
That's right. And Jason and I are a little disappointed because we do have
Dragon
a panel.
Con. Yeah, we do have Dragon Con duties for the American Sci-Fi Classics track. And, you know, we love Joe and we love the American Sci-Fi Classics track, so we definitely won't shirk on our duties. But at the same time, it's killing us because we want to see what happened. I guess we'll just have to stay up really late and watch it when we're done with everything.
And what I love is that he is on his way to Twin Peaks.
Yep. Everybody's on their way to Twin Peaks. So yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting. Okay. Game of Thrones season finale.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What didn't happen?
Speaking of a lot happening, right?
Oh my Lord. Okay. Let's try to do this chronologically. And if you haven't seen the series finale yet, we are going to talk spoilers here. So
we're way past spoilers already. So if you started listening to this podcast from the very beginning, you should have expected spoilers.
Yeah.
We've been spoiling the hell out of you the whole with all of Twin Peaks, and it's going to be the same thing with Game of Thrones.
So first we have, you know, the King of the North, we have Daenerys, and we have Cersei all having a big parlay.
Yep.
Then Cersei gets all huffy huff because, you know, Jon Snow's like, oh, well, I'm bending the knee to Daenerys.
Yep.
And of course, like,
Daenerys is like all fluttery, like, oh, look what he did.
It was stupid.
It's stupid, but
I love him for it. Yes, exactly. And thanks to Tyrion, he got Cersei to, quote unquote, change her mind.
Right.
But did she?
But Cersei doesn't change her mind.
No. But one of the things I loved most about that scene was seeing the look of terror on that woman's face when that walker came out.
Yep.
It was like, ah, so there are things in this world that will actually scare the crap out of you.
Out of Cersei, of all people, right?
Right? It's like a dragon came, you know, to drop off Daenerys. She didn't flutter an eyelash.
Right.
You got the undead coming out of a box. All of a sudden, she is crapping herself.
Yep.
Right?
Well, I would crap myself. See one of those things coming at me.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else about that particular scene you want to talk about?
Nope.
All right. Moving on, let's talk about the Stark sisters. So, since the last couple episodes, there appeared to be some tension between Sansa and Arya.
Yep.
And I think I mentioned in the previous podcast that I thought
Arya had a plan.
That Arya was actually you know, having a plan to get rid of Littlefinger.
Right.
I was right.
Boy, were you right.
Boy, was I right.
And the funny thing is that Sansa was right with her, you know, because she just broke down everything that Littlefinger had done. And the thing is, you know, Bran is the three-eyed raven now, so he knows everything. And he knew everything that this son of a bitch had done to that family. And that was one calculation that I think Littlefinger had miscalculated on, was that he didn't realize that the three-eyed raven can see all.
That's right. So when Sansa, you know, accused him, even though Arya was the one standing there in the middle, he's like, what, wait, what?
Hey, what? But me? What?
But what I loved about it is that she didn't, excuse the language, pussyfoot around.
Right.
Spoilers.
She got down to the nitty-gritty and she's like, okay, screw it. Kill him.
Yep.
And Arya did not blink an eye. She sliced that guy's throat right
open.
Yeah,
see, I didn't expect that. I expected that they were going to throw him in a dungeon or something like that. But no, Sansa was like, you know, whack him. He's done. He's done. He gone.
That was great.
Yep.
I love that.
And then, of course, Jon Snow's big revelation by Bran to Samwell Tarly about Jon Snow.
Yes. Okay, so the big reveal, and this is something that's been hinted at for, what, a couple seasons now?
Mm-hmm.
Has finally been confirmed.
Well, let's just say we knew Jon Snow was an illegitimate child of, or we thought was an illegitimate child of Rhaegar and Lyanna.
Yeah, right? But what we didn't know
was until last episode was that Rhaegar and Lyanna were married
in a secret ceremony, which makes
Jon Snow the rightful heir to the Iron Throne.
And his real name isn't Jon, folks. It's Aegon Targaryen.
Yes. And guess what?
Oh, and of course, that means Daenerys is his auntie.
So he's doing his auntie.
Oh, yeah. And if you missed that, they got all freaky deaky naked.
Yes.
At the end of the episode.
Yes. So we finally seen the combination of wolf and dragon. Although technically it's dragon and dragon. So,
And the thing is, at the end of the day,
how's that all going to work out, though? Because Daenerys is going to be queen, and she wants to sit on the Iron Throne, but Jon is now the rightful heir to the Iron Throne, so she ain't going to sit on the Iron Throne. He is.
Well, we'll just have to see how it all works out in the end, but as far as their relationship, incest is not new to the Targaryens.
Oh, no, because didn't the brother want to marry her, you know?
Yeah, before he decided he was going to marry her off to the Dothraki Drogo guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so that was probably one of the biggest reveals, even though we knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then
army. We weren't done yet.
We're not done yet. Let's briefly mention Theon, just because, let's just mention
screw
him.
Screw Theon.
He still got his ass kicked, but at least he got his point across.
He's a wuss. I'm sorry. that guy. It's kind of funny. He kind of put the fact that he's a eunuch now to his advantage.
Yeah, because people try to kick him in the nuts, except he ain't got none.
Yep, and then he kind of turned the fight around for him because the guy's like repeatedly hitting him in the nuts, and I'm like, I ain't got nothing there. You ain't hurt me.
All right. Let's also mention the fact that Cersei actually threatened to kill Jaime.
Yes.
And he was like, I don't believe you, and walked out on her.
Yep. See,
for a split second, I swear he was going to die.
Yeah. That was a big deal right there, and I'll tell you why. Because now, if Jaime does what I think he's going to do, and I think he's going with Tyrion and going to be supporting Daenerys, so now both of the Lannister boys are going against Cersei, and we all know Jaime's history. He is the Kingslayer. So could the tragic ending for Game of Thrones at the end of next season be Jaime having to put down Cersei and his unborn child?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That could be bad.
Oh, and oh, by the way, there's a friggin' ice dragon now!
Oh, yeah, let's get to that. This is the cliffhanger of the show.
Yep.
The Night King now has a dragon, and it spews fire ice, I guess you can call it.
Yep, ice fire.
Ice fire, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it took down the East Wall.
Yeah, it took down the wall. Yeah, it brought down Eastwatch. And you can see the army coming through, so things are going to hit the fan really quick when this new season comes.
Yeah, the wall is not preventing the White Walkers from going in now. The White Walkers are in Westeros now.
Yep. Now, I do have a theory about the Ice Dragon, though.
Yeah?
You know, the whole series is called, the Fire and Ice. And now there are dragons that are fire and ice. Mm-hmm. I think that even though the Ice Dragon is currently with the Night King, but I think when that dragon encounters Daenerys again, my theory is it's going to turn back to Daenerys.
Hmm.
And then she's going to have an ice dragon.
Hmm. That'll be interesting.
The only reason
don't think it's going to happen at first, but I think she will eventually win him over.
And the only reason I'm saying this is because the connection that she has to all three of the dragons, including the undead one, is extremely deep.
And stronger than any kind of mumbo-jumbo that the Night King has.
Yeah, and I think that dragon is going to go back to Daenerys eventually.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. So, allegedly, we will not be seeing new Game of Thrones until 2019.
Well, that was one article, but, you know, it could be fake news.
I don't believe that, because I know that they are going to start filming in October. The actor that played Jaime Lannister had already said that he's expected to return in October, and they're already doing pre-production. There's a site called Watchers of the Wall that live in those particular areas and know when the pre-production and the filming and everything is starting to go. Pre-production's already started on this next season. So I think that it's probably going to premiere about the same time it did this year.
Yeah, whoever came up with the theory that it's going to be in 2019 probably doesn't know what's going on.
Well,
so.
The person that said it was the head of HBO, so I would assume
that
was
it really?
Knows what they're talking about. But he said that it was really up to the producers. So, you know, when the producers have the scripts written and then, you know, have everything in place, then they'll know what the production schedule is and when it can be released. So, but yeah, I highly doubt it's going to be 2 years until our next Game of Thrones.
No, they've never had that big of a hiatus before.
And there's no reason to do it, especially since there's less episodes now.
Yeah, they're only doing, what, 6 or 7?
Yeah. Although, I did hear one interesting rumor. I don't know if it's going to be accurate. We'll find out when we finally get there. But you know how the last season finale was 87 minutes, right?
Yeah.
The rumor that I heard was that every episode for the last season is going to be 87 or longer minutes.
Oh, that would be awesome. It's like a movie every week.
Yes.
That would be cool. So, needless to say, Jason and I were both pretty wired by the time we finished watching Twin Peaks and Game of Thrones.
Yep, neither one of us got any kind of sleep last night.
Nope. Yep.
And so, definitely a memorable night. And we just wanted to share it with you, our thoughts. And that's the end of this quick blast. And of course, keep your eyes out for our next podcast, which will be a review of Dragon Con.
Woohoo!
Until then,
Alonzi.
Alonzi. Goodbye, everybody.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.